Sup, y'all. You want to know the secrets? Here are the secrets. If you go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns, you can get early episodes, you can get bonus episodes, you can get super long episodes with special guests like Justin Robert Young and Hal Lublin, and many more to come. patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Secrets. That and then use it to start an episode. But don't buy Loading Human for PlayStation VR. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. The CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency.
Yeah.
Where we keep all the intelligence centrally located.
Uh-huh.
Convenient. And yet not convenient because you can't get in there. We don't know what they know, Jeff. They know a lot.
Well, they know some stuff.
Woo, Jeff, I think they know more than you think they know.
They probably know more than I think
they know. Oh, Jeff, the things they're keeping from us.
What are they keeping from us?
Ooh, Jeff, we don't even know. That's the thing. Put on your tinfoil hat, buddy, because I've got a theory for you.
Oh, boy.
I got a theory for you about what they're doing to us, what they're doing to the American people.
Here we
There's
go.
Fluoride in the water.
Oh, no.
Why is there fluoride in the water?
For teeth.
We don't need it.
Okay.
We don't need it, Jeff.
Our teeth.
It's to control us.
All right.
It's to make us docile.
You're not very docile.
Ooh, no, because I know the truth now.
It's not
I was docile, and okay. I stopped brushing my teeth.
Oh, that's not good.
I don't drink water or brush my teeth anymore because I found out what the fluoride does, Jeff.
You're going down a dark path.
It melts steel beams.
Oh,
I may be conflating two things. The CIA obviously has a lot of need for security and secrecy.
Sure. That's where secrets hang out.
But it's also a job.
That's true.
It's just a job.
That's where people hang out.
For a lot of people, it's like, what if you're an accountant or an HR person at the CIA, it's probably like a pretty normal gig for you.
HR at the CIA.
The CIA. It's like, okay, like, guys, reminder once again, poison darts are for field missions only.
How long is this meeting?
All right, Agent Y. I guess I have to call you Agent Y.
Yeah, please.
Agent Y, you can't use poison darts on your cubicle mate. Even if they're sleep darts. I've heard it. I've heard it 100 times.
But the clicking noise that they're constantly doing with their fingernails?
Yeah.
It's annoying me.
It's also...
And I feel like it's within my personal right to clear my workspace of annoyances so I can be more productive. And the sleep darts are the best way to do that.
Agent Y, that clicking,
yeah.
If you were paying attention, instead of coming from a place of negativity, which we've talked about before,
I know.
You might notice that clicking was Morse code.
Morse code.
Which you are actually fluent in.
Oh,
but
boy.
You couldn't see it. Yeah,
decoded that.
Yeah, yeah. And
was the message?
It was a very important message. I can't say anything about it because once again, I'm just HR.
I just have to take
the meeting.
The message was there's a birthday party in the break room for Joanne. You know, Agent J.A.
Okay. Number one, you can't say Joanne's name. Oh, you just made me do it.
I'm sorry.
Number two. You know that any parties have to go through me because this is because now I look like the asshole because you guys are throwing like 3 parties a day and you have to get to work. I enjoy a good party as much as.
She was really annoying me, guys. I'm really sorry. I have like 2 more darts left. If you guys want to.
What do regular people need in the morning, Jeff, when they go to their job?
A shower.
A shower is good.
Yeah.
I don't always do that.
Okay.
What else is good?
In the morning?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't do it.
I don't do it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not take a poop. Definitely do that.
Yep.
Coffee.
Coffee.
I do not do coffee.
What if I told you there was a Starbucks right inside the CIA?
Oh,
because the CIA
convenient.
Is a fucking office
it's
building.
Secret Starbucks?
It's a secret Starbucks, Jeff. And by secret, I mean we all know there's a Starbucks inside the CIA. But inside that Starbucks is a small bookstore, and inside that bookstore, a tiny CIA.
Oh.
Where all the real secret shit goes down.
That's the secretest shit.
Yeah. No, this CIA, Starbucks, is just like any other Starbucks, except...
It has double calf non-lactose secrets, right? Double hap, cap.
You don't know anything about coffee.
I don't know how to do that.
You don't know anything about coffee.
I can't even do the joke because I can't order a coffee.
To be a barista at this Starbucks, you need to go through security clearance, obviously.
Wow.
So not only you have to go through an entire background check.
Yeah.
You have to be
escorted to your Starbucks every morning.
And you have to be able to make a cappuccino.
You have to be watched. And you got to be able to make a cappuccino, which good foam is not easy. I can tell you as somebody who was a barista for years, that good foam, it ain't easy. But here's the crazy thing, Jeff. That's not the crazy thing. You would expect that. I mean, if you work at a Starbucks in an airport, there's a security clearance.
Right.
When you order something at Starbucks,
uh-huh.
they ask for your name for the cup.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Here's the thing about the CIA Starbucks. People don't want to give their names for the cup, Jeff.
I have a latte for Agent X.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I think that's me. No, man, I think that's me. I'm pretty sure it's me. Agent X, a latte.
Agent X, almond milk? Is that almond milk? Then it's yours. It's yours.
Sorry,
it's yours.
You're right.
I already took a sip of it. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
We have another latte for Agent X.
Okay, guys, I have to get to work. I have somebody to assassinate at 3 p.m. and I am grouchy. Actually, that may work for me. You guys go ahead. I'm gonna leave my place in line. Yeah, people don't want to leave their names. You get a lot of these undercover agents and stuff. Some of them actually work at the CIA. Under fake names.
That's amazing. So when Starbucks messes up people's, invariably messes up people's names anyway.
The wrong person gets killed.
The wrong person dies.
There's like a Russian agent sitting across the way with like an earpiece in, yeah. just waiting. And it's like, got a mocha frappuccino. Grande mocha frappuccino.
Yes, what there's
for Agent Walters.
Agent Walters.
Agent Walters.
I will just note this down in my notebook. And Agent Walters.
Yeah, I'm gonna take this latte. I'm not gonna admit whether I'm Agent Walters.
Sorry, that's Agent. That's just Walter. It's not. It's one. It's not Agent Walters. It's just a guy named Walter.
Oh crap.
Is there a guy named Walter?
This is the third time this week I've killed the wrong man.
Yeah. I love that. I love the idea of them, like, 48 lattes ordered for John Doe.
Yeah. All John Doe, all the way down. It's like, John Doe. It's just, okay, guys, you gotta just, like, find it by the drink written on the cup. Okay, I can't understand what they write on those cups, because it's like, it's like code.
Yeah. Well, maybe it should be.
It's like code. I can't crack this. And oh, I'm a cipher here. That's what I do.
My job is to crack
what
codes.
What is all this? What does this mean in the milk? Is that soy? What is this?
There must be a whole range of normal kinds of things that happen there that can't happen because of people being concerned about the security, right?
Yeah. The Starbucks store number, by the way, is just store number one.
Yeah.
They give it like no defining numbers. They give it no defining. It's crazy.
Oh my God. That's wild.
Yeah.
And you can't, I mean, you can't not, I guess you could take numbers for your latte. I mean, is Starbucks just unwilling to work with them a little bit here?
Listen.
On this?
Starbucks has a commitment to quality.
Oh.
There is a way that Starbucks does things.
A consistency that needs to be
the consistency maintained. And a friendliness, a connection with the customer that needs to happen.
Yeah.
And they're just unwilling to budge.
I mean, you kind of got to respect that a little bit.
No, you don't.
Like, fuck you, CIA. Who's more powerful here, Starbucks or CIA? Starbucks.
The Starbucks is. There are also no frequent customer reward cards. You cannot use your Starbucks reward card at the CIA.
I've never been here.
Yeah, because it's tracking.
You've never seen me. I've never been here. But, sir, I want to order
But, sir, it says it's your birthday. You get a free coffee on your birthday. It's your birthday, John, right?
No.
Everybody, it's John's birthday. And so here's a free coffee for John.
Death to all birthday boys.
Yeah, they can't do any customer reward programs. You cannot use your Starbucks debit card. You cannot use a gift card there.
Wow.
You cannot use anything that could track you.
They can't even sell Sia CDs, because if you love Sia...
No, everybody loves Sia. They sell Sia CDs.
That's a good point.
Because it's like, oh, we know that he came in and bought a Sia CD. Well, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Well, who wouldn't is what I say.
Kill the
Fiona Apple
lover.
Especially if it's the one that comes with that... that little bonus DVD of the chandelier video.
Love that. Love that.
That little girl, talent.
She can move.
So much talent.
She can move.
It's a single take.
How?
Can you believe that?
I can't. And neither can the CIA. They think that there's something
fishy
going on.
That's why CIA is under investigation. Why are her bangs grown over her eyes?
Yeah.
What is she hiding?
What is she hiding? Her face? What else?
What else?
Talent?
Who is that child? Where did she come from? No.
That's
the talent's out there for all to see.
Yes.
You can see it a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's actually, what's insane about it is it's one of the busiest Starbucks in the country.
What?
Because people go to the CIA for tours. People go to the CIA museum. People go just like, there are people who visit the CIA, contractors.
Really?
Yeah. It's a very busy, well-trafficked Starbucks. That's what's crazy about it.
People visit the CIA? That seems really cross-purposes to me.
Well, they visit the, like, wink, wink, CIA.
Huh.
You know what I mean? They visit, like, the CIA. And then, like, there's also, like, the CIA.
I love the idea
of,
like...
like, you order the right thing, maybe, at the Starbucks, and it's like, oh, right this way? Oh, like, yeah. You grab your cup and thunk. Like, who knows?
I love the idea of the CIA Starbucks with, like, 12 dudes in black suits with black ties, and then, like, a family with baseball caps and T-shirts that said, I'm with CIA agent in an arrow, and, like, big foam fingers. Like, they're huge CIA fans.
I'm just a huge fan of all the misinformation campaigns you guys are perpetrating on us. I don't know what I really know. You guys are so great.
Dad, can we hear some lies?
Yeah, of course we can.
Can you
tell my son a lie?
Guys,
tell him like a crazy lie. Tell him something that's not true that we all believe to be true.
We're not listening to your phone calls.
Ah-ha!
I love you, Dad.
Oh, I love you, son. This is a great day for us, and it's a great day for America. This is exactly what we wanted.
It's a great family vacation. Just going across the country, visiting the CIA.
Yeah. Here's the other reason why it's a very busy Starbucks. Very hard to leave the CIA once you're inside. When you leave, they kill you. No, when you leave, you have to go back through all the security stuff to get back into the building.
Uh-huh.
So it takes a while. So a lot of people don't leave for lunch or leave for breaks.
Okay.
So the lines get really, really long. So much so that higher ups in the CIA actually really, really dislike this Starbucks. Because it's considered like a huge waste of time.
Oh, no.
To the point where like a senior official in the CIA was like known to go into the back of the line when people are like just sitting there and wasting time and waiting and whisper, what have you done for your country today?
What? That's true?
That's true.
Oh, my God.
Because they're just staying like 50 people in line ordering venti.
No, I don't need to.
Iced venti. What have you done for your country today, though?
Listen, I'm just trying to stay awake here.
Cool.
I'm trying to do stuff for
my
country.
Are you trying to keep the American people safe, or are you trying to have a macchiato right now?
Well, I think that the macchiato helps in the sense that I don't... It's a little tiring. You know, I haven't slept...
I'm sorry. Your duty is tiring. The protection of the American people just makes you real sleepy, does it? Oh. Hey, everybody. Agent X. Agent X is real sleepy because it's hard.
Hey, come on.
Hey, I am not... No, not you. Agent X, I'm not sleepy. No, Agent X.
Yeah, that guy said I'm sleepy. I'm sleepy.
All right, fuck it. Just wait in line for your coffees. All you fucking time-wasting Agent X's, wait in line for your coffees.
I got a latte for Agent X.
Yeah, that's mine.
That's me.
I've
got
to get that.
But...
this is a crazy thing to me.
It's a crazy thing. The intersection of commerce and secrecy. I mean, I feel like you should. This would be a sitcom.
Yeah.
About this. It's a weird thing that the necessity of just, as you said, human beings needing the things that human beings need in a completely unhuman environment, an environment that is not the norm whatsoever, you know, exceptional environment where strange things need to happen, but you still need your Starbucks.
You gotta have your Starbucks. I'll tell you what, I'm not myself until I do. I'm also not myself for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
Because I can't be.
Can't be yourself.
Because I can't be. And if you see my wife, I cannot give her a message, but you could maybe tell her things are good and the stars still shine brightly in the sky.
I mean, I'm just trying to do my job. If you just put a little tip in there, maybe I can get your wife the message. Maybe I can't. I don't know. I'm just trying to
Yep. I'm just trying to
work
here.
Wow.
Just trying to, maybe you just want to buy a Sia CD.
I mean, of course I want to buy a Sia CD. I don't have enough cash on me though. Because I can't carry anything.
Wow. Because the suit's real tight. The
yeah.
Yeah. I understand.
But it does this.
Whoa, you disappeared. Where did you go?
Tell her. Remember to tell her. People in the Starbucks, apparently, it's very common to run into old friends and stuff that
You're just making shit up about
Starbucks.
No.
Are you ready? This is my favorite thing about it. It's very common for people to run into old friends or acquaintances or people that they knew in the past that they just never knew worked at the CIA because you don't tell people in a lot of cases that you work at the CIA. So people will run into each other at the line at the Starbucks and find out they've each been working at the CIA for years.
Wow.
And never knew. CIA is a threat to national security.
That's amazing.
Not the CIA, the Starbucks. But the CIA is as well.
Well, yes.
That was not a Freudian slip. That was for everybody out there that's paying attention.
The reason, though, that they didn't know that they were both working at the CIA is because one of them has been in the Starbucks working on his screenplay the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, well, that's cool. What have you been up to, man?
Well, I got this story that I've been working on, this screenplay. It's about a CIA operative who gets in on over his head and starts drinking a lot of lattes.
Yeah.
And, things get real crazy when he tries to send a message to his wife through the Starbucks barista.
Huh.
And then they fall in love. It's a love triangle.
That's great, man. That's great. And I'm glad that you're still, you're still being creative and you're still doing your thing.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. I've just been meeting foreign dignitaries, changing world policy, really fixing the tide of history to go for the good, that sort of stuff. You know, real basic.
What have you been doing to save your country for the world? Oh, what? What was that?
Nothing. I gotta go. I can't talk anymore. I'm not allowed to talk.
What is the CIA Taco Bell like?
I mean, still not great.
It's the same stuff as the CIA Starbucks, but like way less expensive.
Can I tell you what? This is the great thing about the CIA Taco Bell.
Yeah.
They still have Choco Tacos.
That's wonderful.
It's the only Taco Bell in the country where they still have Choco Tacos.
That's why you drive across the country with your family to get
there. Because when you put yourself in the line of fire, when you put yourself in clear and present danger,
the least we can do as a country,
you get a Choco Taco.
You get a Choco Taco.
And a Cinnamon Twisty.
That's right.
If that's what you want.
And you know what else? No one breathes a word of the sounds you make in that bathroom.
No.
After you've gone to the CIA Taco
Absolutely
Bell.
Not. It's if you tell somebody in the CIA that you heard somebody farting in the next stall, you're like, I think you're putting the brig?
Yeah.
They have a brig?
The brig?
It's the brig, right?
Yeah, it's the brig.
The CIA is naval? Is that what it is?
The Starbucks actually has the brig.
The Starbucks is where the brig is kept.
Yeah.
Right next to the CSCDs, but before like the special Halloween edition tumblers.
Yeah.
And you got to get those, by the way, guys, this whole episode really should serve as a reminder. You got to get those holiday tumblers before they run out, because once they're gone, they're gone. I mean, you're not going to be able to get them until next year.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's going to be completely different designs. So if you see it, really jump on it. If you see something, say something. Do you guys understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
If you see something, say something, and we're only talking about the cups. We're talking about the cups.
If Sia sings something, say something.
We just activated 30 sleeper agents. This is pretty crazy. I love, like you said, I love the idea of trying to have a bit of normalcy in the middle of a strange job or a strange situation.
Right.
Have you guys ever run across that? Have you ever worked like a really weird, weird job?
Yeah.
Maybe for the government.
Place.
Maybe you'd like
maybe
to tell us
talk
some
about
secrets,
it.
But maybe you should tell us anyway, like on Twitter. Yeah. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those. Jeff, what do you think is a coffee term?
Latte?
Sure. Hashtag those latte. You done good, Jeff.
That's really the only one I'm secure in saying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was really hoping for one of your ones that you thought you had overheard before.
Oh, macchiato? Macchiato's a thing.
Macchiato's a thing, but we're going to do latte.
You know what?
if you put a gun to my head, if you're a CIA agent and you said, I'm going to assassinate you unless you can tell me what a macchiato is, I would die. I have no idea what it is.
I'm going to save your life. Latte, espresso, then milk.
Uh-huh.
Macchiato, less milk. And then the shot goes in the top. Macchiato is like mark the milk in Italian. It's like mark it.
Ah.
Yeah. So you pour it in through, and so the coffee floats on the top of the milk.
I've already forgotten.
You're going to wind up dead. You're going to wind up dead in a gutter and unidentifiable. Oh. Hey, guys, are you enjoying the show?
I am. I'm enjoying the show.
You son of a bitch bastard.
Ow. Throw things at me. They can't even see that.
Two people can see it on the live stream, on the patron-only live stream.
Well,
if you are enjoying the show, we would love it if you would go and rate the show on your platform of choice, whether it's iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen. Give us that 5-star rating.
Yeah, we appreciate that 5-star rating. It actually helps people find the show. But if they're going to ask you to review the show, write something, you don't have to do that. Nobody reads those.
No, no, no. I mean, here's what you do. Give the 5-star review and then write what you think the CIA is keeping from us.
Mm.
And we'll read it. We'll print it out, read it, and then eat the paper that we printed it out on.
Yeah, that's our commitment to you.
That's our promise.